I heard these words so clearly from the Lord. In fact, I was singing, I was praising the Lord. And then I went into a song that probably many of you may have never heard. Freely you have received, freely give. And I knew what the Lord was saying to me. And I knew He was telling me, which I know, I have received exceedingly abundantly above all that I can imagine, ask, or think from Almighty God. It is a relationship that cannot be broken. And everything is born out of relationship. And if I freely give you what I have been freely given, then I must start where I need to start. As far back as 3 years of age, I can remember sitting in my Southern Baptist grandfather's church and loving Jesus even then. So before the foundations of the world were laid, God designated what we're going to be. And I knew that I love Jesus. I come from a family on all sides, generations back, that have been ministers over the years. I don't see how anybody with that portion of DNA in them can turn any other way. But we know that there is a turning, but there is a turning back also, right? And so I guess that I should say that my life with Christ walking in such an awesome way with the Lord God Almighty began when I was baptized in the Holy Ghost. Always I'd said for many years, I'll never be a holy roller. But don't ever say what you're not going to do, not what you're going to be. And I wouldn't take anything for that place and what He's done in my life. I get a lot of text. And I've spoken this week somewhere, some way, somehow. God can pull you through, and He will pull you through if you can stand the squeeze. Amen. She was a little Southern Baptist first cousin. Hallelujah. Wanted to come and spend the night with me. And that's one thing we women have to learn. And it's hard. What is priority? What is necessity? Even what is the Lord leading us into, right? And I told her, I said, my calendar is absolutely full. I said, perhaps sometime after the second week in December. She said, I don't think I can make it till then. And I said, God will pull you through if you can stand the squeeze. I assure you, you can make it. And I didn't say it, but you see, it wasn't dependent upon me. It was dependent upon her and her relationship with God. She didn't have to have me. And I've seen her change over the years. Very fluent, she and her husband. But you know, the riches of this world are not going to cut it. It's wonderful to have it if we're going to propagate the kingdom of God with it. Amen? But on the other hand, that's not what brings us righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. So, as I thought back, and the Lord leading me, I know without a shadow of a doubt, I lay one night, and I couldn't go to sleep, and just lay worshiping the Lord with arms outstretched in my bed, thanking the Lord for giving me so much. I haven't for many years felt that I was on an assignment, sent forth by the Lord on an assignment. I've gone and I've had marvelous messages. God has done the mighty work. But I was worshiping Him particularly because He had told me what I was to bring here to you. Very seldom do I minister to ladies. Hallelujah. And He told me, and I felt like I'm on assignment. But Suzanne Hinn, Benny's wife, she and I were real close for many years. And she said, don't write. You're not to write the Spoiling Pythons book scheme first. And I was already into it. She said, you are to write first the power of the secret place. So that's what the Lord has told me I'm to give you. We're not going anywhere without the power of the secret place. We're not going to be able to take authority that God has given us and make it a reality. I cannot tell you, it makes me want to weep, the text that I receive Now, what is happening with the release of this python spirit again? He told me 2 years ago to start reading that book, and I didn't. And then I was requested to minister on it last weekend, and I've already texted the pastor and told him, I don't know what he did, but he released something. Because that's going to be my second assignment for a while. I don't know how long. Maybe it's just for you. But I know that where I go, I've got to give them the power of the secret place. That's a place of preparation. That's the place of getting that revelation of Almighty God. And I'm telling you by the Spirit of the Lord what I know. We're not going to make it as we want to make it if we do not get a hold of this thing in the realm of the Spirit and turn ourselves, the Church of America, and the United States of America around. Do you hear what I'm saying? And he's given us the goods to do that. The kingdoms of this world are supposed to bow to the kingdom of God, not the other way around. Amen. Women are moved upon and work more out of their feelings. And men don't understand that. They work out of logic, brains. Hallelujah, come on. I feel like going to church. What do you mean? The Word of God says where to go. What do you mean you feel like it? We're going whether you feel like it or not. Hallelujah. That's the way a man thinks. So sometimes that brings problems. None of that I've said so far is what I'm teaching you. Amen. God, take your glory. Impart into your army of ladies. I know it's a mighty army. Psalm 68:11. Use them mightily. May they be that cornerstone that you set into their homes, even into the church, and wherever they are and wherever they go, polished after the similitude of a cornerstone in a palace, Lord, where everything is set into motion by the way they feel and by what goes on, Lord. Help them and help me, Lord. Let every word that I speak be a word that is appointed by you. Let every word count in Jesus Christ's name for your glory, Lord, for your kingdom and their blessing. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen. Psalm 91. For the sake of time, I am not going to read all of it, but it says clearly here, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Dwelleth. That means you don't just every now and then have an occasion to go into your secret place with God. But every day of your life, you should have some appointed time to go in and be alone with the Lord where nobody else is. Because I am going to give you some things about the Lord. But what we do publicly, even praise, worship here, the Word of God that goes forth, and whatever else publicly, is not what has the power. Is not what has the rewards. Jesus said that very clearly in Matthew 6. Pray in secret, give in secret, and then you will get the reward. What you do in secret is going to get a reward. It's a secret place, is within you, yes, within your heart, because God, 1 Samuel 16:7, looks upon the heart. He does not look upon the outward appearance. And unless we have the discerning of spirits and the Holy Ghost working in us, we are prone to look upon the outward. But God looks upon the heart, right? Because it is in the heart that the mouth speaketh, right? Jesus said that, Matthew 12. It is as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he, right? Amen. A person thinketh in their heart. Whatever we think, our attitude, our aim, our motive, our purpose, it also is in the heart. What is the heart? Nobody really knows what you're thinking. Is that not right? But whatever you're thinking is going to come out sooner or later. Because it's like a seed that is planted underground in the darkness that will then take root and it will come forth and bear fruit. So whatever's going on in your heart is going to bear fruit in your life. That's why it's so important to go in with the Lord in the secret place where nobody else can go with you and have the Lord to reveal and speak to you so many things, because you're going to hear Him speak and so many things will be revealed to you in a private time alone with God that cannot be done in public. Come on now, just like intimacy of a covenant of marriage, you can do things with that one in the secret place, but you don't do it out in the public. Brother Hagin had me to teach on the ministry of intercessory prayer sometime in 1980, October I think it was, because he said they're getting crazy with it. Come on now, bearing the baby out front and in front of everybody. Oh, it got to be. I'm not even going to repeat how ridiculous it was. And God had me to use that to say, you don't deliver your baby in public. Oh, I know it's a rare occasion that may have happened, but it's not a deliberate action. And so God says, deliver that baby in secret, doesn't he? Who wants to anybody looking around at that? Hallelujah. Glory be to the Lord. Amen. But what is done in the secret place is the place that has the power in your life. Come on now. That's where your power is. That's where your power is from. That's, we are all anointed. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, 21. We're all anointed, but there is a different anointing placed on every single individual. Amen? I'm anointed with an anointing of fire, and as much as I try to keep it not burning so hot, I'm not able to succeed in that. Can you shout amen? And so, hallelujah. But if I didn't get some fuel and some energy, something from God, energy in my secret place, that fire would not catch when I go out and minister publicly. Can you shout amen, brothers and sisters? Glory to the Lamb. I feel like shouting. Why just be so silent? We can be prim and proper out front, but let's shout to the Lord with a voice of triumph. Oh, glory. Woo! Hallelujah. I walked into the cab on the way from the hotel I was being transported, and I was looking out the window, just thinking of the Lord, praying in tongues, and suddenly the Lord said something to me, and I want you to get it. Say, I get it. I get it. I want you to have it. Say, I have it. I'm going to use it. Yes, you are. Blessed be the Lamb. And God spoke to me and he says, today I'm giving you an earth shaking and the devil breaking anointing. Hallelujah. That's what I want you to get. Hallelujah. An earth shaking, a devil breaking anointing. Because those texts that I've gotten that answer within 24 hours have been, it's been the python at work all over again, trying to squeeze the life out of everything that concerns you and me. Come on now, brothers and sisters. Ministers that have been in faith for years, Jill. They know the word. They know how to use their authority. Come on. And I'm not even putting into words the terrible things that the devil is at work doing. Come on. Can you shout amen? And we've got to get enough of this earth-shaking, devil-breaking anointing to say, no, devil. Name of Jesus Christ, Python, I bind you. Because it is the ruling spirit. And after last weekend, I'm not so certain it's not the devil himself. You know, all of that goes back. The python is Puthon. It goes back to Apollo. Come on. That cult. And I thought, Apollo, 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 Apollyon, Apollyon, Apollyon. Revelation. The name of the devil is Apollyon. Hallelujah. I don't know. I haven't done research on it. I don't know about it. But I'm telling you, it is a ruling spirit. And I'm telling you, we don't stand up in the face of a ruling spirit and tell him what he can do and what he can't do without him trying to put repercussions on. Come on, can you shout amen? Amen. And that strength and that power's only coming in the power of the secret. When you come out of there, baby, you're coming out and you're ready to face the world. You can sing, I'm an overcomer till the cows come home and not overcome. All right? Hallelujah. Blessed be the Lamb. You can say it, you know, more than a conqueror. You can da-da-da-da-da, but where is the conquering? Overcoming. Well, where's the overcoming? I'm victorious in Christ. Well, where's the victory? Let's get down where the rubber hits the road. Let's get down to reality, because I've said ever since I've known, which was after the Holy Spirit baptism, if it's not working, it isn't God, because God is good. God is faithful, so the problem is with us. Some man who knew dwelleth. We stopped on that word, right? In the secret place, I love it. I love it. Most High. You go to the top, baby. Why go to the down here when you can go up here? Come on. Most High. The Most High. God, I just this morning wrote down the Greek real fast in my Bible. High. I'm a person I like to achieve. Come on, saints. Oh, all of us want to be exalted. Humble yourself unto the Lord. The way up is down. Amen. Most High. Eliyah. That's what it means in the Greek. It means exalted. Come on. Exalted. You're lifted up. And so that's what the power of the secret place will do for you. But it will also put a humility in you. It'll work humility in a beautiful way because nobody's seeing you. Come on. You're humbling yourself. It'll work that humility in you because you know then, baby, you're not doing it to be seen or heard. It's just being done. I'm preaching good to myself. It's wonderful. It also means exalted, those two things. And then he said, you shall abide. You're lodged. You're caught. If you dwell in the secret place of the Most High, secret, nobody knows what you're doing. Then he said, don't let your left hand know what your right hand's doing. It's hard sometimes, isn't it? But he says, you're going to abide. Just take up a permanent residence. I guarantee you, without a shadow of a doubt, you can go anywhere to the ends of the earth. You can be in any kind of setting with thousands or nobody. I've never been bored a moment in my life because I know the power of the secret place. Mm-hmm. They made me go and have, who's they? Well, the government made me go and have a physical. I haven't been in 13 years. Come on now, Sam. And I told that doctor when he said the middle of October, 2 months after I, 50 days, something, 40, it was in that time, 50 to 60 days. And that doctor looked and he said, well, we can't do anything for you. We can't help you anymore. See, August the 15th, 2004, I had a massive stroke. Do you know where the devil, it was the devil, say devil, put that clot? Right here, so close to that spine, it could not be operated. He couldn't do it. He's a coward. He won't face you. Come on now. And so close to the spine, inoperable, 99% blocked. Come on now. And then, 11 days after, I had to go for a checkup to him, and I had to walk. I was so mad. When I got home, I said, this will be the last day I'll ever use this thing. Now, get this too, but what you decide, you've got to commit to it. Come on now. It's not enough to decide, but you've got to make a commitment. And when you make an unconditional commitment, you're going to see that it's done. Can you shout amen? God is going to be God. Amen. But you're going to abide. You can be wherever and whatever, and yet you're alone with God. No, you should get. And you know, in the power of the secret place, there's such a work of God goes on. You quit trying to make everybody else feel the void in your life that only God can fill. You get to that wisdom that you know, hey, nobody can do this anyway. Come on. But me and God. God's the only one that can do it. I know they're close. But you see, as close as Anna and LaRue are, they cannot make that relationship, covenant as it is, closer than their personal relationship with God. I used to tell the women, I don't tell it anymore, but I am coming up, so I'm going to say it. God's going to find you a husband when you make God first place in your life. If you want one. Hallelujah, moving right along. Why does God look upon the heart? Why does he look when and where nobody else is looking? It is because in that place, the God, capital G, or God, little g, we serve is determined. I think I must do this abide. Okay, you go, just do the shadow. Let's stop right there for just a minute. Shadow, you know what that means? Defense. Numbers 13, was it? 14, and then 12, 13, 14. Those 12 spies, you remember? And Joshua and Caleb, yes, we can win. We can defeat those giants because they don't even have a shadow defense. They don't have a defense. Translations say different things. But it literally means they're not under his shadow. Anyone's shadow that can protect them. Come on. Because when you find out the power of the secret place, and you know those verses 4 through 2 especially, you will be under the shadow, the defense of Almighty God. Come on now. And wherever you walk, yes, people are going to look at you funny because you've got something over your head. And they don't know exactly what it is, but they know it's something. And do you know what? That shadow. Think about it now. Come on. When Gabriel visited Mary, he said, the shadow of the Most High, the Holy Ghost, is going to come upon you and shadow upon you. Listen, you've got to be close to somebody to get in their shadow. Is that not right? Okay. Shadow. When you get in that power of the secret place, you have come under the power of the Holy Ghost in a way that cannot be experienced any other way. Shadow. Acts 5. At the shadow of Peter. Miracles. Signs. Wonders. Peter didn't even have to hold his hand out to. He didn't even have to speak a word. Just walk by. And that shadow cast devils out. Healed the sick. Come on. Miracles happen. I was in Texas. I thought about it last night. Texas. And Temple. That's where it was. And I was supposed to be teaching something else. They had asked me whatever. But I couldn't stay away from the glory. Do you know why? The glory was there. Come on. The glory we were in, we were under the glory. See, if you want the glory, get under, get into the secret place. Come on, brothers and sisters. And there I was, and it was Sunday morning. This glory just, whoo, beautiful, beautiful. And I'm just walking back and forth and ministering, whatever. And so you're not even thinking, but you're just kind of holding hands. And that night, the pastor gave a testimony. And the woman who was president of the AGO, Women's AGO at that time, was there on the front row. In that. And when I walked by, the testimony was, a shadow came between her and me and her. And a cancerous growth on her hand popped off and rolled on the floor. And she looked down. And my dear sweet people, her hand was like Job says, fresh as a child's. I didn't even know it had taken place till Sunday night. And I'm told that this cancerous growth had gone. How did it go? One Peter's shadow. One my shadow. Was the shadow of the Holy Ghost. We're going to get into it. It's not church as usual anymore. Come on. We're going to have an assignment. A reason, a purpose for coming. We're going to gather together for the express purpose of going and turning the world upside down. But what I'm saying, and I want, he's saying it again, it's been incredible. These textings, prayer, and then some of them less than 24 hours. The miracles. I was in California last day of 11 days of meetings. And on Saturday, A lady came to me after ministry. She said to me, though, as I was walking and she was waiting, she said, I have cancer in my abdomen, maybe female organs, whatever. It was cancer growth. I didn't look down then. And she said, would you pray for me? Listen, timing. I could have prayed, but what would my prayer have been if God hadn't directed? I said, are you coming tomorrow in the morning? Yes, ma'am. I'll pray for you then. See, that's learning the ways of the Holy Ghost. And you learn those ways in the power of the secret place. You can also learn those ways. I learned it in a magnanimous way from Brother Hagin. Of course, Dr. Summerall, he's like a roaring lion, you know. Thank God I was under him too. Watching people. Because they don't know what they're doing if they're following the Holy Ghost. But you can watch the change. Come on. You can watch things and you can have it imparted to you. Come on now. So the next morning, in the middle of my message, how many of you know Acts 3, where Peter and John went through the gate, beautiful as three, and they saw that lame man there, their eyes fastened. It's amazing. But it's amazing how God can have your eyes fastened on someone that is specifically in need of something from him. And so I'm standing, and my eyes went straight to the woman. Hadn't seen her. This was the middle of my message. Now, you know, even when I ministered in Benny's church, Benny has a unique anointing. And he didn't want a cat to move nor a mouse. Amen? Nor a flea. But in mine, who cares? It's the Holy Ghost. Let's let the Holy Ghost work. In other words, in theological seminary, you're told, don't interrupt yourself. Holy Ghost doesn't interrupt himself. Well, he does. And he interrupted me and he said, and yet I was anointed, preaching the word, it was great. That woman will come up here. Everybody knew about her. The church was packed out that Sunday morning. And so I called her up. The lady with showing the cloths was standing here. She was a deacon. I think that was what the title was. And an usher behind this little woman. This is in July. I looked down and I could see this thing protruding. Come on now. I can't even tell you that I was praying in faith or nothing else. Come on. I really didn't, as a woman, I really didn't have any feeling at that moment. Can y'all hear what I'm saying? But I put my hand on the growth. Do you know what happened? Disappeared, melted right under my hand. I took my hand and asked, no growth. In fact, the top looked like it indented a little bit. You know? It was so significant. It was powerful. And I said, look at your abdomen, your abdominal area. It's disappeared. Your clothing, it's gone down. She's like, you know, she could hardly believe it. And she looked down and she like, oh, went bananas. Come on. The lady throwing the cloth, it was a shocker. Looked around the congregation, standing up, praising and weeping and praising the Lord. They knew the woman. And God spoke to my heart. He told me, he says, this is the beginning. This is the time. Not that he was using me only, but this was when we stepped into the season of miracles. Be it better than that. Come on, let's go. Come on. God is not limited to your hands. Come. Come on. God is not limited to somebody laying hands on you. Come on. God can do it while you sit there. And God can take it no matter what it is. And it can disappear under the shadow of the Almighty. Can you shout amen? On the way to my journey last Sunday, because I did it in Georgia. Marvelous work. But a pastor from Tampa, I don't know if I texted him before I left home or on the journey. I was driving, but I said three words. Go for miracles. Come on now. Every time we step, let's expect miracles. Can you shout amen? We step into God's house. Come on. Are you here? We expect miracles. Paul said in Philippians chapter 1, it is according to prayer, Holy Spirit, and expectation. Come on. You get that in the secret place. Prayer, Holy Ghost, expectation. If we come in here lollygagging around, well, ain't much happened before. I don't expect much to happen today. Forget it, baby. Go on home. Because nothing's going to happen for you. But every time you come into the door of the house of the Lord, there is, they've got all these anointings, come on, that have come together. All of these prayer warriors, all of everything. And we have come into a different place. Because you can't tell me that if you see God, that you're not going to change. Can you shout? I am not who I was a year ago. Can you shout amen? And therefore, I have to give credence to Almighty God and think that every person that stands before me in the house of the Lord is not who they were. I've got to give that same credit to my children, my grandchildren, my whoever else, because God has had an opportunity to change them, and God is all the while working within us, causing us both to will and to do of His good pleasure. Can you shout amen? Power of the secret place. Who is in our heart that determines what we do in the secret place determines who our God is. When I saw that verse of scripture that Israel changed their glory for the image of an ox, I said, that's stupid. I'm not going to look like an ox. Come on now. Hallelujah. I look better with the glory. How about you? Let's just give God a clap offering of the Almighty. Let me just do that, okay? Powerful one. Powerful one. Do you know what? We got excited. We shouted. And rightly so, about the cancer disappearing, the growth disappearing under my hand. But that's nothing to God. It's time to know God, not about Him. Time to know His character. Time to know His ways. Time to know His acts. To me, it's no big deal. John 10:10 settles the whole issue. Satan comes to steal, kill, destroy. It's not what somebody does, it doesn't do. You remember Jesus said, okay, if you're criticizing those people where that Tower of Siloam fell down on killed 18, He said, you're wrong. Come on. And it's time to stop thinking or allowing the devil to cause us to think that just because something is happening to somebody, it's because there's hidden something somewhere. Amen. We've got a devil to fight. We're in a war. I'm going to tell this story because it keeps coming up, and it's going to come up if I hold it in. Last Sunday, yes, it was on the python. The python squeezes like a python snake, a boa constrictor, everything that he can out of your life that concerns you. Finances, health. And it made me go for a health checkup. So that doctor had told me, we can't do any more for you. And I told him. This was October 2004. I said, I don't go to doctors. I won't be back. He said, well, we can't do any more for you. He said, I don't blame you. I don't go to doctors either. Come on now. Go if you have to. Amen. please go. But there's one thing I did. For that 45 days or 50, whatever, I did everything he told me to do. Now, that's where the mistake is made. People go to the doctor, and then they don't feel like doing what he said, taking what he said, and they get off worse. Amen. So when he walked in, he said, I haven't seen you in a long time. I said, no, and you wouldn't see me today unless they had made me come. Hallelujah. And sometime in the course of events, I said, do you remember what you told me? I said, I told you I don't go to doctors. You won't see me again. He said, yes, I remember. I said, do you remember you told me you didn't either? Yes, I remember. He said, but after almost 2 hours, that's a mess now, what they have to go through, all these forms and this and that. And I laughed all the way through it. It was about not him. First it was the girl, you know, the nurse. About 45 minutes of answering questions. And one of them was, do you have a gun in your house? I laughed. I said, a gun? I wouldn't know what to do with it. No, I don't have a gun. If I'd been smart and alert, I would have said, I have angels, though. Right. Hallelujah. Right. But, you know, they're busy. They're working. But the end summary, when he came in, he spent about 45 minutes going over what she had already asked and everything. And then I get a set of forms thick in the envelope. I called up there. I said, I just came. What is this about? Well, we're sending the forms to you. This is for you have to come back in a year. Why is this requirement? Government. I'm on Medicare. Come on. I don't need any of their Medicare, but I'm on it. Can you shut it? And I'm not going to be foolish. I may someday, but I don't think I am. But this is why I'm having to go through. If you're after 65, come on, you've got to go through all this mess. That's why some of you don't know what I'm talking about. But I'm understanding that if you even go to a GYN or an OBN, that you've got to answer the question, do you have a gun? Come on, and other crazy things. That's why I laughed all the way through it. Well, that's well, Lord, something's happening here. Oh, he ended up. He says, you are in excellent health. Excellent. No other word. Excellent. I did thank him. And let me tell you, thank the Lord. I said to him, he's still working on his forms, you know. I said to him, he says, you're very active, aren't you? I said, very active. I have a great granddaughter. I am very active. Hallelujah. And she's redheaded. Hallelujah. But I said to him, but I know how to get along with God and the Word. I didn't tell him secret place. He wouldn't have known what I was talking. He looked at me and this is what he said, women. Says that's why you are in excellent. In other words, knowing when to be busy and when, come on now, to cut it off. Come on now, if you don't have any other place. When my two sons were little, the bathroom was a beautiful secret place. You know what I'm talking about. Let's see. Secrets have a lot of power. They do, don't they? Good or evil. Life is governed by what is done in secret, not by what is done or declared or shown in public. Trust. I saw that this morning, fresh and anew. I will say of the Lord, you see, you're going to talk right when you've made the power of the secret place your secret. Come on. And you'll say of the Lord, you're not going to say about your mumbling, grumbling, complaining, and woe is me and self-pity. You're going to say of the Lord. He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, my God, my God. In him I will trust. I looked at the Greek word. Well, let me tell you, almighty means powerful one, mighty, unchangeable. That's one of the greatest needs, if not the greatest need, that we have in our world today. Finding that which is stable. Finding that which is unchangeable. Come on. God never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, forever. Trust. If I'm going to trust him, then what does it mean in the Greek? Secure. You have a feeling of no inferiority complex in the beloved. I'm accepted. Come on now, brothers and sisters. In the beloved. It means to confide in. There's a place for confiding in someone that you know is going to keep their mouth shut and yet pray. But there's all is to confide in God. Tell him all. That brings up another issue. When you go in that secret place and you shut that door, you remind the devil the blood is over the door. It's all over you. It's all over that secret place. He has no place. I'm not giving you one bit of a place. You say to God what you need to say. It means care less. I could care less. Amen? You come out of that secret place, things that you went in so burdened, so big, so powerful, so seemingly all-ruling, you come out, you just don't care less. And you've lived long enough, through enough, to know that this too shall change. Come on. There's not a one of us in this room that are not faced daily, I'm including Bobby G, with things, come on, people, with circumstances. I have a 96-year-old mother, and we've had a battle with her. I called her again last night. And, okay, confidant. When you have a secret place and God is that secret, you're not unconfident. I'm not putting down. See, I'm a prophet of Ruach. So that means I see things that concern life. Come on. Holy Ghost. I don't get prophecies. And what I was about to tell you is what some have gotten and said California's dropping off into the ocean. I just tell it it's not dropping off when I'm there. Can you shout at me? But it's not going to drop off. Come on. As far as I'm concerned, I'm confident. You know, in being there. My sweet people, I was confident in Siberia. Sleep, or I didn't enjoy it quite as much afterwards as they told me afterwards. I was in the suite and sleeping in the bed and showering in the shower. I think it was Gorbachev. I didn't enjoy that quite so much after that. There I was. But you see, I was with the Lord. Amen. I was so happy in Siberia. And the man that was the pastor now, he had been one of the high-ups in the Russian mafia. But he'd gone to Bible school where he'd been ministering. And so for now, he's the pastor. He told me somehow in the beginning of the service, he said, those five men there against the wall are from the mafia. They're checking you out. Good. Because they were going a little bit deeper than skin. They were confronting somebody named God. Yadhe Vavhe. All five of them came up like this, crying and weeping and gave themselves their lives to God. There's a way if we're willing to pay the price to get to the way. God will pull you through if you can stand the squeeze. And they had built church after church, and they had been burnt down. Wood. Burned down by the mafia. Burned. In Abakan, Siberia, capital city, over and over. Then the bright idea came from God. Well, build your church and make it 10. They had guards guarding their churches that had burned down. Those guards were beaten up brutally. Come on. Are we willing? Seeing a miracle, we hardly know what it is to be a Christian. If a toenail hangs up, oh, got to get my toe healed. Bless the Lord, walk on. Can you shout amen, brothers and sisters? But the mafia could not burn that building down. So they started coming to check everybody out. Come on. So what happens? They get born again. Giving the Almighty praise. Can we do that? Nothing is beyond our God. I like some LaRue says something that triggered this thought. Quit your begging and start receiving. Let me say it again, if that didn't go over too big. Quit your begging and start receiving. Quit your begging and start receiving. I don't know if I believe enough. Are you born again? Then you do believe enough. Just quit begging and start receiving. Ask. Seek. Come on. Blessed be the Lamb. One, this topic here is preparing for greatness. That's what's happening now. But there's not going to be any greatness, no great outpouring, no great revival without some preparation. So you best get ready. You want the fruit, right? The blessing? Well, pay the price of preparation. Listen, one example that I taught on intercessory prayer. By the way, that book's out there. If you don't have that, you've got to get it. This is not a book where we go in and we say and pray, so-and-so happened, and nobody ever knows that it happened because it didn't happen. But this is a book that turns your world upside down. I'm a person that wants results. Come on. Amen. I want something to happen. Amen. I want to know why there's a delay if it doesn't happen. I did have one book, but it's not with me. Delay is not denial. Forget it. Delay is not denial. God's going to come in and do it. He's doing, he's working. Come on. That's what he's doing. We're in another season, honey. Last year, he led me to do bookmarks for my partners, and I sent them out. I believe the last one was wrap-up time. Wrap-up. And the one before that was radical rescue. All this is a revelation of the Lord. And I think 2012 was a wrap-up time. When we stepped into 2013... But 13, you know, is rebellion. That means rebellion. Well, I'm going to take it like this. I'm rebelling against the devil. And I tell you, oh, God gave such a prophecy through me in California. But listen to this, everybody. You know that old story that children tell about Chicken Little? The sky's falling in. And if you listen to what's going on, or even what's happening to the people in the church, you think the sky's falling in. Am I right? The last sentence in the prophecy was, I am not falling off the throne for you or for America. Give God a clap offering. Praise his holy. In other words, he's the most high God. Amen. Preparing for greatness, I'm going to just read some topic headings here that he quickened and so much is there, but, well, here I have crossroads to revival. You know, I don't know what picture that brings to your mind, but I hadn't thought of it till now. But it means here's the way. You walk in it or you cannot. It's your choice. Crossroads. You're at a crossroads, right? What will you say? Even this morning, Hebrews chapter 3. If you read that after you've read this, it's going to really throw some light on Hebrews chapter 3, the rewards of the secret place. Wow. There's God's rewards. And Psalm 45, beginning with this, the enemy's secret place. Exposition on him drawing you into the wrong, getting you to think the wrong things, say the wrong things, do the wrong things. Well, nobody knows. Are you kidding? Have you been blessed? Hallelujah. Let's give God a clap offering. Thank you. Stretch your hands up. Raise your hands and close your eyes to the Lord. Father, I just praise you from the north to the south, the east and the west. You're earth-breaking, history-making, devil, history-making, earth-shaking, devil-breaking anointing is going from the north, the south, the east and the west, across this room, into every heart, every soul, every mind, into every vessel, every temple of God in this room. And I praise you that because I know you, they know you, they are not going to walk out of here the same. They are changed in Jesus' name. They have a hope that is beyond hope. And they are not going to consider, like Abraham did not consider his body or Sarah's, which is past, doing what you had promised, we are not going to consider, we're not even going to consider anything that would be contrary to your promise and your promises to us. And I thank you, Lord, as I take authority over the atmosphere, even in this area and where each and every one is from, that I command you, Satan, as the unjust judge, you take your hands off of these people and the things and the places and the people that concern them. You have no lot, no part, and no matter in their lives and their circumstances and their situations. I command miracles, spirit, soul, and body into these dear and precious souls. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.